feel you in every part. Open my heart to the world. Open my...
Well, good afternoon. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm sitting in for my very good friend, Sharon, who is at a wonderful event. It's a fine arts gallery in the town of where she lives in Tennessee, and they are highlighting her artwork for the month of March, and tonight is opening night in the gallery. So she's very busy with this grand opening, and anybody that lives in that area should go in and say hello and take a look at her artwork, because she's very gifted. It's in Kingsport, Tennessee. So I'm here, and of course I've been on Let's Find Out on BBS Radio for about since 2010, so that's quite a ways. And we're here tonight. We're going to be answering any questions that you have about what's happening in your life, because that's what I do. I don't do nemiology. That's Sharon's gift. And we're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus virus, which I want to do because I want to try to dispel fear. My son lives in China, and it's been difficult for us. We really worry about him, but he's very lucky. He's in a beach house on the South China Sea waiting it out. They're all under quarantine. And we just have to open our hearts to the world, like William Vitalis just sang for you, to let everybody know that this is something that will be passing through, and it's not going to be forever. It should let up end of April, early May. If you don't know me, my website is new-visions.com, and perhaps while you're listening, you can look that up. I do have a wonderful section of my website dedicated to the virus, and Richard Schulman, who is a wonderful, wonderful musician, he's one of the top New Age fifth dimension vibrational musicians in the world, and he and I together made a meditation that will help you with protection. And it will help you let go of fear so that you will be less vulnerable for this virus. And there's doctor's advice about this virus that I really want to let you know a little bit about. The first thing is that when someone who's infected with this virus, if someone sneezes in front of you, it isn't something to be afraid of. Because this virus doesn't have a runny nose. This virus is a very dry virus. It's a dry throat and a sore throat. So remember that you don't have to worry that much if somebody's got a runny nose. I want to say that when the virus stops on a metal surface, it can live there for about 12 hours. So remember, when you come into contact with any metal surfaces, now a metal surface would be the bar on a subway, opening a door to an office, you know, one of those business doors, or the cart at the grocery store. So it is suggested that you get some disposable plastic gloves and wear them so that you can protect yourself. Wear gloves when you get the carriage because the germs can be on the metal that you grab to push. The virus can remain active on fabric for 6 to 12 hours. Normal laundry detergent will kill the virus. For winter clothing, it doesn't require daily washing. Lay it out in the sun. Just lay your jackets and what you've worn outside in a crowd out in the sun, and that will kill it because this virus can't live in heat. I think above 45 degrees, which is interesting. So what they're suggesting here, I'm in Austin, Texas, and we have had a vulnerability more than some of you guys because we're 80 miles from San Antonio, where they took 250 people in from China and the different emissaries, and they brought them here to go into 2 weeks of hibernation, as you know. So we are being probably a little bit more careful. Wear the gloves, know that you can take care of your clothing, and know that you're safe, and know that you need to drink warm, like hot chicken soup, and my tea. I have a wonderful tea that can help prevent the virus because it has wonderful herbs in it that are all natural that will help you build up your immune system against it. And of course, it's warm. So anything that's warm This tea will flush out the poisons. And again, it's on my website at new-visions.com. And the guys here know me, Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm certain that you could, if you needed to, get in touch with them. So here's how the symptoms come up. The first it will infect the throat, and the throat will have a dry, sore throat feeling, which can last 3 to 4 days. Then it will blend into the nasal fluid that drips into the trachea and enters the lungs. And this may cause pneumonia, and this process will last a few days. And with the pneumonia comes a high fever and difficulty in breathing. The nasal congestion is not like the normal kind. In fact, you really kind of feel like you're drowning, so you really need to get to the emergency room if that does happen to you. So here we are. We have some callers, and I'd be happy to talk with them. So let's go on and talk about some other things now that we've got that virus down pat. We might want to talk about staying healthy and what's going on in the world. We certainly are having election things that are happening, and we are hoping that everything gets better with everything that's gone wrong. And this has been a heck of a year, 2019 and 2020. I know that people have gone through a lot of changes, and I was hoping that I could help you in some way work through that. And I would love to do that. I'm Elizabeth Joyce, and you can call. I'm sitting in for Sharon Wythe, who does know the name, know the person. And of course, we're here on BBS Radio. So we can continue with more information for you about what's going on in the world. Just give me 1 second. And I would like to know, if any of you are meditators, I know that you'd love to know about your name and what it means and why you were born with it and how it was picked. Well, I do know that we do pick our parents, and that our name sometimes comes in with the soul, so that you're pre-named. Sometimes your parents know what your name is going to be almost at the point of conception, which means that the soul really picks the name. It's very interesting how it all works, and everything fits together. Not only does the namiology fit together, but so does numerology and astrology and clairvoyance and all the metaphysical things. Now, metaphysical means something that you can't see, touch, or feel. And that's interesting, because most people believe only in the five senses. And the five senses, we go beyond the five senses. Sorry about that. We do go beyond the five senses. The sixth sense, seventh sense, eighth sense, ninth sense. We have now new spiritual chakras that go up to the 12th chakra, so a lot's going on in the world to help life be better, to help us come together in love, and to help us find out just what we can do as people, as a species, to protect this planet and stop it from continuing with all of this dissension and separation. We are all one, and that is very important to remember. And we all have our wonderful gifts, and how to strengthen your gift and how to let people know what your gift is very important. A lot of people want to know why they're born. A lot of people want to know what happened and how they can improve on their life and their soul growth. And to call in with a number, the number is 1-888-627-6008. If you want to call in to ask a question, I'm Elizabeth Joyce. I'm sitting in for Sharon on her radio show. And the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. So, Susan from Kansas is on the line. Susan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Susan. How are you? Good afternoon.
I'm doing good.
Can I have your birthday, Susan?
August 10th, 53.
And what is your question?
I was wondering how important watercolor is to my retirement life.
Watercolor?
Yes, paintings, watercolors.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I think that you're very gifted, Susan, and I also think that you would do well. Do you do any work with children?
I volunteer at the library for story time.
Oh, good, because I see you working with children, and I see that you kind of do abstract watercolor. Is that right? Patterns?
I've done a little bit more landscapes.
Landscape, beautiful. But, you know, I see you doing some abstract work. I don't know how to explain it, but when you look at it, it kind of makes you smile. It's got the brighter colors in it, and you're blending them. Susan, you have a gift for blending. You have a gift for blending the paints. And I think you're going to start using that, and I think that you're going to be working with children maybe that have a sight problem or that have a hearing problem. Whatever it is, it's coming your way, and I would be, I think it's going to start happening as early as May, and you may go into a different area of your watercolor work. If you're really meditating on it and asking Spirit to direct you, perhaps this is the step you could take.
Okay.
Yeah, so I really appreciate the call. I wish you well.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm sitting in for Sharon White, who is off showing her artwork in Tennessee. So she's having a very exciting evening herself, and she's able to have other talents. She has a wonderful, wonderful gift for art. And we're talking about metaphysics, which I started to say is anything you can see, touch, or feel. That's what metaphysics means, the mysterious, the beyond reality. And I'm Elizabeth Joyce, and I am a teacher, and I have written books on how to build your intuition. And I would love to answer questions for you on this show if you care to call in. The number is 888-627-6008. And there is a direct line, too, which is 323-744-4831. And then there's the Skype, which is BBS Radio PR, if you want to contact us. So we'll get on to a subject. Let's talk about just simple meditation and wrapping yourself with white light. It is wonderful when you meditate, of course. And when you're done, if you want to protect what your meditation has been about and that serene feeling that you get, when you're finished with your meditation, take a couple of deep breaths and surround yourself with white light. Because when you do that, you're strengthening your aura and you're protecting yourself from any outside influences, whether it's people, thoughts, or even germs in the air. And it does help, and it's been proven that meditation is very, very beneficial to everybody. I am writing a new book. It's called Backstage, and it's about the invisible energies. As a matter of fact, Sharon is contributing a chapter to it. She's talking about some of her events that have happened without explanation, and that's called a synchronicity, or some people call it a coincidence, but we all know there's no such thing as coincidence. But there are healing powers that we all have available to us that are natural. Some of us are weaker with it than others, and some of us may need some people to help or energy work to help. But the meditations and going within are very, very important. And it's something that one should try to work out daily. If you could just hook up to your own blessed higher self and listen to your voice inside. How many times have you had a hunch and you've listened to your voice inside and you heard it and then you didn't do it? Like, oh, I'm going to have lunch with Sharon today. I hope she's going to be there. I hope nothing interferes with it. Now, why would you have a thought like that? And then you get to the restaurant where you're supposed to meet, and she doesn't get there. And she texts you, and she says, something came up, and I had this happen, so I'm very sorry. Do you want me to come late or what? But you had that thought before you left the house. So that's your psychic sensitivity working. And you know that any mother that has children, when they're sick and upset in the middle of the night, she's up and she knows it. She has this feeling inside that makes her know and sense where her children are. And that's a natural instinct. Sometimes we'll think of somebody that we haven't thought of in years, maybe an old friend from high school or something, and we'll just wonder about them, and then we'll find something out about them within 24 hours. But here's the trick. Here's a good thing you can do. If you're having trouble finding a job, if you're having trouble paying your bills, and you don't know what to do, and you feel desperate, the first thing you need to do is get out of feeling desperate and start reaching up and giving it, it's called surrender. You give it to God. You give the fear and the incidents to a higher power. And usually within, I'm going to say 72 hours, there will be a breakthrough. There will be something that will come your way that will help you in the situation. All you have to do is ask. Now, I don't know how many of you are on YouTube, on the internet, but there's a wonderful, wonderful channeler. Her name, it's Abraham by Esther Hicks. She is wonderful. And if you wanted to learn something about how all of this works, I certainly would watch that as much as possible. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm sitting in for Sharon White, and we are talking about what's beyond us, what we don't know about, what we may not quite understand, and what a know the name and know the answers is the name of the show. And know the name and know the answer, but you also can know other things about yourself and other people. You know, you have to trust your own response system. Did you ever meet somebody and your hair stood on end, and then you found out some maybe unpleasant things about them, or later on in life they may have been harmful to you in some way? This is what I'm talking about. And these events that happen are not imagined events. They're very, very important. Events. They're your higher self. Love yourself. Love your wonderful, wonderful instincts. We have a Glenn calling in from Georgia. Hello, Glenn.
Yeah, hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What can I do for you?
That's good. Let's see. It was over a year ago. My wife, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was kind of the aggressive kind. Anyhow, we avoided doctors for the most part, and we pursued alternative treatment and all that stuff. And right now, she's doing pretty well, and it's affected us pretty hard, our relationship and everything. But I don't know. Can you, if you could give an inkling as to what her health is, her prognosis is?
What is her name?
Connie.
Connie, and when is her birthday, Glenn?
It's February 9th, 67.
So she's an Aquarian, and it has been difficult for her. And Glenn, it is always hard to watch somebody you love in pain, always. I'm glad that she's going the other way, the natural way. Have you ever heard of the AIM program? AIM, have you ever heard of the AIM program, Energetic Matrix? Energeticmatrix.com. Check that out, because they specialize in the photograph and vibrational healing, and they're excellent. Have you ever heard of sour honey? Comes out of Africa.
But,
it's very rare, but if you could get some, it would really help her.
Okay.
The other thing that would help on a regular basis would be my tea. And you can get that at new-visions.com. My tea is an herbal tea. It came down from the Holy Mother. It's got the Tulsa leaf. It's got turmeric. It's got ginger and cinnamon and nutmeg and all good herbs for healing. And if she would drink the tea and then meditate, and she can direct that tea to where the problem area is on the body. And that will help. She closes her eyes and directs the tea as she drinks it to start healing the wonderful area in the body that's affected. But I do see that it might be necessary for her to have some surgery. Have you considered that?
You know, she had initially she had first surgery, but everything went away, all hot spots and all that kind of stuff, and then stuff popped up, you know, several months later, but now everything is looking good. But of course, you know, there's always some other telltale signs of something going on that's kind of scary.
Well, Glenn, I was tuning in probably on the surgery she's already had because I knew she was going to have some. But believe me, and there's a website that you ought to go to. It's called richheartmusic.com. Richheart, R-I-C-H-H-A-R-T, music.com. That's Richard Shulman. We're doing a wonderful meditation at the end of this show. It's 8 minutes long, and it is a wonderful protective meditation for healing. And I made it with Richard last weekend, and of course we were focusing on the coronavirus, but it can be used for anything. And I think that she definitely needs to meditate regularly and hook into all of that good stuff. The AIM program will be helpful.
Okay. Oh, Elizabeth.
Yes?
So the very first website or program you said, you said it was EAMS, Energetic Medicine something?
Matrix, M-A-T-R-I-X, energeticmatrix.com.
Gotcha.
Okay, thanks for calling, Glenn. I'm going on to the next. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth.
I have a Michael from Alabama. Are you there, Michael?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you? What can I do for you tonight?
Can I get in? Oh, you know, my health.
When is your birthday, Michael?
My birthday is 11/29, 1965.
And what's your question?
My question is about business.
About what?
Business, doing business. I said, what is the right business for me?
I'm having difficulty understanding your word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you say it again? I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
What was your question? Hello?
Yes, my question was about what business is right for me.
What's right for you? Let me have your birthday.
My birthday is 11 November 29th.
I'm sorry. That slipped my mind. I was working on. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, just on my. I'm riding down the road.
Okay. And you want to know how you're doing? Well, you're going to start having a better time, and I'm going to say that's going to start in September. I see a possible job change, and I see a little bit more money coming to you weekly. So that's good. You can rely on that. Do you drive a truck? Do you drive something?
Well, I'm riding in a car. No, I don't drive a truck. No, ma'am.
No? Okay. But there is a new job coming. It may have to do with driving or delivery or something. Maybe even Uber driving. I don't know. But I know that you will be very pleased with it. It'll give you a little bit more time, and it will give you more money. So I really appreciate your calling in, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care. And, of course, you know, it's hard with us people out there that are fighting to just exist. I know that we have so many homeless people and hungry children, and we all need to help each other. But it's good to know that the energy is changing and that we are working on getting better. We have a Yuchi. Is it Ushi or Oshi from Concord, California? Are you there? Yuchi.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Yuchi.
Hello.
And where are you from?
Concord, California.
And when is your birthday?
September 17th, 1961.
And what is your question?
My question is, will I be moving in the next year or two?
I think you're moving in the next month or two.
I'm moving in the next month?
In the next month or two. You know, we have a full moon in Virgo on Monday, and it's hitting you, And what it's going to do is create a new opportunity for you that will be coming to you before June. And I feel it's sometime in May, so I want to go 2 months down the road, and I think it will involve a move. It involves a job relocation. What is your business, Ushi?
I am a private, I'm self-employed, but I am a person who works for tutoring and teaching young children.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And preschool teacher.
And you're also a very healing type of a person. You're very good with young children and very healing. But you know you're not happy where you are, I don't think. Am I right?
I'm pretty happy there, actually.
Well, somebody
can do better.
I do think that you're going to get an offer, and I think you're going to be moving. And it's coming around May. And, of course, it could be a better offer that, you know, makes you have a little bit higher vibration or a higher profile. But good luck to you. Anyway, yes, I do see you moving. I see you moving in 2020.
And that'll be around May or June.
I think the offer and the beginning of it will start in May.
Would that be out of the area of California or within the state?
You asked if you were moving, and that's what I got. You
be moving.
I'm not being told where it's not coming in. I think you have several choices, and I certainly don't want to make that for you. So you go with your instincts, or you can follow up with me at new-visions.com. But thank you for calling. Thank you for listening to
Sharon. Thank you so much for your expert advice. Thank you.
Again, Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm filling in for Sharon. And I do believe that we're getting ready to have the break. So why don't we have our break now? And then we'll be back and take more calls. The number to call is 888-627-6008 if you'd like to ask a question. I'm sitting in for Sharon for Know the Name, Know the Answers, and we'll be back after this.
Thing of the week. It's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in a
Would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back on Know the Name, Know the Person. I'm sitting in for Sharon, who is at her wonderful art show opening in Tennessee tonight. So she's having her art highlighted for the month of March, and I think that's such an honor for her to be able to do that. I am not a person that works with names. I'm a person that works with the universe, and I work with psychic readings, and I'm a spiritual counselor. I've written 9 books, and I work all over the world. My website is new-visions.com, and we just listened to a wonderful song by Elizabeth Hepburn called It's a Quiet Thing, and she is from New York City. She's a very good friend of mine. She does beautiful music. I want everybody to know that when we close this show, we're going to be closing out with a meditation for the coronavirus and how to protect yourself. And we're going out with Richard Shulman. And before that, we're going to play Water by William Vitalis. And so these are just wonderful metaphysical messages for you to learn what happens when you go within and how you really can take hold of your life and come out of the doldrums, come out of the depressions, and start getting up in the air, getting higher vibrations, and manifesting your desires. We've been talking about metaphysics tonight. We've been talking about coincidences versus divine setups. I call them divine setups. And I've got a story to tell you. This last year, I left a 20-year relationship because it was necessary to do that. And I wound up coming down to Austin, Texas. During the summer, I did a 5-week tour with the Hugging Saint, Amarita Nandamayi, and wound up in Manchester, New Hampshire. Now, that's where all of my relatives are. My mother was born in New Hampshire. And we were all planning to go to the wonderful Kittybumpport Beach in Maine for a couple of days. And I decided that I wanted to, before I left, go up into the graves of where my parents are. So we did that. And I swear to you, every single grave, and there was my aunt and uncle, my grandmother and grandfather, and my parents. Every one of those graves had a heartbeat coming out of it. We could feel this heartbeat. My girlfriend could feel it as well as I. And I looked at her and I said, I wonder what they're trying to tell us. I knew they were trying to give us a message. So I said, let's go up by the homestead, by the house. And I hadn't really done that in a lot of years because it was very painful. It got taken out of our family and sold, and other people were living there. So I usually didn't go by. But I did go this one time, and there was a sign that said for sale. And the house was empty. Well, the next day I bought it. So, silly me, here I was. I had just moved to Austin, Texas, barely got out of my boxes. And now, at the end of April, I'll be moving back up to New Hampshire. And, of course, I've had to renovate it, and I got a lot of that work done over the past few months. But I just think that that was not synchronicity. That was not a coincidence. That was something that came from spirit. That was something that came from the other side. It was a message from my ancestors. No, I don't understand all of it. I don't understand how or why it happened. I had always thought that I would have my last years up in Warner, New Hampshire, and we went there every summer from the time I was a baby, of course. But I had given up on it, and I had done something called radical release, which is what we have to do with something when we're attached to it. It doesn't do any good to hang on to something if it's not good for you, or hang on to something that may not be. If you release it and it comes back to you, then it's real. And we have probably many people have learned that from the time they were little. My name is Elizabeth Joyce. The number to call in if you'd like to ask a question is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And we are talking about going within, the necessity of doing it, and how important it is to stay connected. You know, we're in a very tough time. We're in a pre-election, which is always murderous. and we are in a time of a lot of confusion, a lot of upset. Not only do we have the weather changes, but we have food changes, and we have the helm, the people at the top of the powers that be are in the middle of change. And people are getting confused, and they're getting very stressed out, and they're afraid of their money. They're afraid of their homes. They're afraid for their children. And I certainly can understand that. But just remember that you can protect yourself, and you can go into higher vibrations where your life will come together. You have the power. You take care of your life. And it is something that you can work on every day as long as you are hooked up to the divine, to the spiritual energies, you will be protected. You always are. Everything always works out. My goodness, we certainly can spend a lot of time worrying, can't we? But how about we change that? How about we start spending a lot of time creating our life, spending a lot of time writing that book that we wanted to write, or making that quilt that we wanted to make, and maybe sending my resume out to an important company that I really would like to work for, and all the things. You have to take that first step forward. The rule is, if you take a small step forward, then the universe will give back to you tenfold, and it usually does. And so this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I've been on for Sharon Wythe. Know the name, know the person. She will be back next week. She tonight has been showing her artwork in Tennessee, which is wonderful. They chose her to host for the whole month of March and show her artwork, and I think that's very important. So we are going to say goodnight to you, and I would like you all to listen to the healing meditation, and work with it and know who Richard Shulman is. He's at richheartmusic.com. He has accompanied me in this meditation that we're going to be giving, and he is just incredible. So let's get comfortable. Sit with both feet flat on the floor. Don't cross your legs. Take a deep breath. Make your spine straight. Close your eyes, and let's go into the meditation. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Water. It's known by many names. The Muslim call it Jal. The Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing soothes the pain like water, dear sister water. So if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, God.
This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-balance materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow. And it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new fifth dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy.
with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the depth of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the fifth dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is.